Hello, everyone, and welcome to Wait, What? Why? The podcast that ponders the origins of why we do the things that we do. Thank you for joining us today as we discuss the origins behind the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, Macy's Day Parade, right?
Yes. I'm Nicole Gallagher, your host.
And I'm Dennis Gallagher, the co-host.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm thinking that this is going to be a mini bonus episode for November as we talk about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade today.
A little quickie episode.
Yeah.
Excellent.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm lovely.
Excellent.
I am lovely.
Yeah.
So you don't like parades at all?
I'm not a big parade guy, no.
No, I'm not either. Although we have done numerous parades because our kids, all of our kids were in the marching band or color guard. So yeah. We went to numerous parades over the years. I do like our local little Christmas parade.
I do like that I can walk to the end of my road and see the parade.
Yes. And it's so usually it's always a Sunday. There's always football on, and I pretty
always
much
freezing cold
drag you to the end of the road to watch the parade.
True story.
But I think that's the most of the parade. As far as the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade itself, I don't really watch it, but it's always on in the background on Thanksgiving morning.
That's fair. It definitely streams.
And I do like to hear like some of the performers, like the artists performing and things like that.
I like seeing some of the big giant floats and stuff like that. That's really cool to see it going down, you know, New York City. That's nuts. Yeah. I think about that. But, you know, I just – too many people, you know, for me to let go and, I'm all set.
But I thought it would be neat to do a little history behind it.
Well, it's obviously very popular. I mean, those things are hugely attended, right?
Yeah.
I mean, tons of people go to those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So, ready to dig in?
I'm ready to dig in.
All right. So, the first Macy's parade happened in 1924.
So, when did Macy's start? I guess that's off topic, but
I honestly don't know.
Well, 1924?
1924 was the first parade.
But I mean, the Macy's must have been substantial by then to finance it, you know?
Gimbel's, right?
They were the two big ones from the...
let's just talk about Miracle on 34th Street.
Miracle on 34th Street, exactly.
That's why we even know these two.
Yes, yes.
let's see. When did Macy's become... What, a store? How do I Google this? 1858.
Okay, so I guess that makes sense. I mean, it's... Only 50 years, basically more than that.
Well, in 1858, it was a small dry goods shop.
Macy's started as a small dry goods shop.
And it opened on the corner of 14th Street and 6th Avenue in New York City.
Wow.
And it's been over 150 years and 800 stores later that they became like one of the biggest biggest department store.
Yep. Wow.
Fun fact.
It is a fun fact.
Thank you for asking that question
because
I didn't
welcome.
Even look that up.
No problem.
So the first Macy's parade happened. This was during the Roaring Twenties, right? 1924. It was originally called Macy's Christmas Parade.
Okay.
It had in it the first. This is the first one. Three floats that were pulled by a horse. Four marching bands. They had zoo animals from Central Park Zoo. And Santa.
No kidding.
Very small parade. In 1927, so, you know, just a short 3 years later, again, they had this parade, that same kind of parade for these 3 years. But in 1927, gigantic balloons replaced the zoo animals. And this is a fun fact. They would release the balloons, the floats, into the air after the parade.
Just let them go.
They would let them go.
I hate that.
And then Macy's started offering rewards for returned balloons.
So why did they cut the balloons loose?
No,
Mr. Macy was not in favor of that.
No, but I think this became like a fun, I don't know if it was like for like attention to cause like a stir, like we'll release the balloons and if you can get the balloons and bring them back, we'll give you a reward. Like kind
a store
of
credit.
Like, yeah.
Right, a
so
store
I,
credit.
Yeah, I'm not sure
not
exactly
a reward,
what their
but a Macy's gift card.
Was, but,
here you go.
But maybe it was like for publicity kind of thing.
That makes some sense.
So this became a problem. So this is what they did. This started in 1927. In 1931, a pilot, Colonel Clarence E. Chamberlain caught a balloon on one of his airplane wings, leading to a ban on retrieval by airplanes in 1932.
He intentionally hooked the balloon with his airplane wing. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me?
Yep. So they had to ban the retrieval by airplanes for the balloons for Macy's Christmas float balloons.
Which is bizarre, too, because it doesn't say he crashed. Like, no, it doesn't say anything happened.
No. And then, but in 1932, another pilot used his plane to try to catch a balloon, and he almost crashed. So none of them crashed, but I think they saw that it was a hazardous. Like, private pilots were going up in their planes trying to catch these balloon floats.
Absolutely sounds hazardous. I mean, that is the word for sure. Frightening, so, as a matter of fact.
It was also in 1932 that Macy's decided, maybe this isn't a good idea.
Yeah, maybe releasing the balloons.
We're not
going to
release
idea.
The balloons right. anymore.
Right. Let's think of something else. I mean, I'm glad they replaced the zoo animals yes. with balloons. That's kind of cool. But Yeah, no.
Well, zoo animals are fun, but I guess.
Not for the animals, really. No. The whole zoo thing.
Well, I like zoos.
I like zoos, too, but I'm pretty sure the animals would rather be running around.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, maybe if they were, like, zoos for, like, animals who are recovering.
See, I, you know. Yeah,
all right, I'm not going to go
that's
there.
That's a hospital anyway. Kind of setting. We're going to get, like, bad. We're going to get hate mail right. for that.
So let's fast forward. So we have, like, I told you it was going to be a mini episode, right? 1924, then in 1927 they have balloons. They started releasing them. By 1932 they had to ban the releasing of balloons because of
crazy airplane pilots.
Yes. Yep. And then we get into the onset of World War II.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So with the onset of World War II, we had rationing and shortages of rubber and helium. So the parade was canceled between the years of 1942 and 1944. And since the first parade in 1924, this was the only 3 years that the parade was ever canceled.
Wow. Rationing helium for the war.
Yeah.
What is the application of helium? I never heard that before.
I'm not sure.
What? You know what I mean? What, I don't get it.
Should I look that up too?
I mean, they weren't flying Zeppelins, you know, in World War II and you know, dropping bombs.
Sorry if you can hear my papers crinkling. I wrote this out on paper instead of typing it. So why did they ration helium?
Yeah, that's crazy. I never heard of that. What was the value of helium for the war effort?
Government helium to lift blimps.
Okay, so it was blimps.
Yeah.
So it had to be like weather balloons and maybe some sort of surveillance and stuff. I mean, I don't know.
They're... U.S. Navy blimps buoyed by helium escorted thousands of ships during the war and lowered listening devices into the water to scan for subs.
Interesting. Huh. Another... Imagine that.
No.
Well, how do you get that job? You're a hot air pilot, hot air balloon pilot, and you're lowering listening things into the ocean. I don't even think I want to be over the ocean in a hot air balloon.
I feel like you're just a target at that point.
Yeah.
You're
just, a real slow-moving, big, bright target.
There's nothing you can do about
that. That is a nuts little fact right there. Thank you for sidestepping for that. That threw me.
No, that was a good question. That's I didn't even think about that. Let's see. 1945, right? So it was canceled for 3 years. In 1945, the parade was back on, and it was televised for the first time. And our last parade in 2020, which was the 94th parade. So I'm just kind of showing growth over the first parade in 1924 to the parade that happened in 2020. There were 26 floats, 18 balloons, 16 performers, and 9 street performances, which I still feel doesn't seem as big as it looks when you're watching it on the TV.
Yeah, but you're looking at 2020. Was 2020 a smaller year because of the pandemic? Was that affected? Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but...
Well, I feel like they would just have been spread out more. I don't know.
Socially distanced the floats.
Yes. Or the performers on the floats.
Sure,
or
sure.
The people in the parade. Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting, yeah.
So that is my short little history.
Well, the floats are huge, though, too. I mean, so how many people are on a float? You know, they're not pulling by horses anymore. I mean, these things are massive.
So, oh, yeah, they're motorized. You know,
dozens of people on some of these things.
This leads me to one of my fun facts. Do you want to hear it?
I love fun facts.
All right. So now with technology, they have float balloon combos called falloons or balloonicles.
Okay.
Which are a cross between a balloon and self-powered vehicle, which I was just going to say they're motorized vehicles now. The floats, but they're called balloonicles or falloons.
That is a funky term.
I like it.
Wow.
The parade is 2.5 miles long.
The parade route.
Yes.
Yep. It's right in Manhattan, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, right through Times Square.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
Macy's is right on.
Oh, yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
In 1946, the parade is featured – or sorry, wait, is it? The 1946 parade is featured in the 1947 film Miracle on 34th Street, which is what we started talking about at the beginning. That's how we even knew what Gimbel's and – you know, Macy's is still around, but
right.
Gimbel's not so much.
Yeah, I don't think Gimbel's is around anymore,
no,
is it?
I don't believe so.
Huh. So Macy won that battle.
They did.
Yeah.
And we have
great
Macy's
movie.
Even in our
– We do.
Well, close, not in our town, but
– Where's our Macy's?
Newington.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, 20 minutes away.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Miracle on 34th Street, which is one of the – that's like the first Christmas movie you have to watch. That's a thing – to me, that's a Thanksgiving movie. Like, you watch that on Thanksgiving Day because it starts on Thanksgiving Day and leads up to Christmas.
Yep. No, it's an excellent movie.
It is. The original.
Yep.
I don't even know. They must have remade it.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
A thousand times.
We
but we always watch the original.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love the black and white movies.
We do.
The classic Christmas movies with Bing Crosby and that other guy that I can't think of his name.
Is it Danny Kaye?
Danny Kaye.
Yeah,
yes.
Danny Kaye,
oh, nice
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love those movies. All right, let's see. More fun facts. The first Thanksgiving parade was put on in Philadelphia by Gimbel Brothers Department Store in 1920. Had 50 people, 15 cars, and a fireman dressed as Santa.
Hmm.
So I wonder if that's now called the Dunkin' Donuts Parade. That's the one that Megan was in, right, in Philadelphia.
I don't. Yeah, she did march in one down there. I don't.
With the UNH marching band.
Well, I guess. I don't know that.
I believe that's what it was, although that was where the actual first Thanksgiving Day parade started. And then the J.L. Hudson's department store also had planned a parade in Detroit in 1924. So they also had a Thanksgiving parade.
I wonder why. What's the connection with department stores? Like you just named three department stores that are all sponsoring these parades.
I feel like it's advertising.
It's publicity. I mean,
yeah.
But still, department stores, I mean, I don't know. Any business could do it for publicity.
I know. That was the big thing, right? The catalog shopping and department stores. I mean, during the 20s, that was
huge. There wasn't any Amazon, right?
I mean, it became you were no longer like having to hand make clothes. You could go buy clothes you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Huh.
So it was like just a kind of industrial revolution. Ish kind of stuff.
No,
you know?
It wasn't industrial.
No, but the outcome of.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Just seems weird. You named three department stores. I mean, the last one I've never heard of, but this just because they're not in the movie.
Right.
You know.
We're basing everything we know on the Thanksgiving Day Parade based off of Miracle on 34th Street.
Right.
Let's see. Before this, this is my last one fact, I think.
And so just because I don't like parades, I mean, I'm sure, you know, obviously many, many people do. So if you want to, you know, email us and share any of your parade stories or, you know, anything about like your local parades, that kind of thing, we'd love to hear about
our float stories. I mean, that's a lot of work that people – I don't know. Our local parades, they, you know, like the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts or the dance troops, they – make their own floats, right? Rose Bowl Parade. I know that like all those roses and stuff are shipped in for them to make their floats. I feel like that's company, like big company stuff. But who makes the floats?
I don't know. I'm sure someone
Have you
does.
Ever been part of a float making team?
Not.
Not you,
not.
But our listeners.
Geez,
I know.
Sorry.
I feel like I'd know
Jeez,
if you were.
You would know. I would have told you. Sorry about that, folks. Have you ever been part of a float making team?
Have you ever been part of a float making team?
Not me.
Team?
You.
Yes. All right. Last one fact. Before this, the 1920, I think, the only – oh, no, sorry, before Macy's, the only Thanksgiving parade to happen in New York City was children – who would paint their faces and wear tattered clothing and pretend to be ragamuffins. This is real. I've looked it up in multiple sources. And they would go door to door begging for pennies, apples, and candy. So this tradition in New York City started around 1870.
That's old.
Long before even the tradition of trick-or-treating was around.
No kidding.
And That was like, they called it like the first Thanksgiving parade because they would dress up like ragamuffins and ask for candy and apples and stuff.
I never even knew what a ragamuffin was.
Really?
Well, I've heard that, but I didn't know that that's what that was.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's it.
That is. That's a fun fact, though.
Yeah. Short little mini history of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
We're sharing. We're always sharing.
Putting out a mini-sode for you.
Yeah, a little mini-sode. I'm not sure that's – she may have just made that up also.
You know what? I don't know that I've coined the term, but if I – you know, if you've never heard it before, I'm going to claim it. It's mine.
It's yours.
It's our first mini-sode.
Yep. Sure, you got it.
All right.
Parades.
Parades. Not there you go. So, you know, check it out. Watch it. Check Let it us out. Know your stories.
Yep.
Check us out on social media. Like, review, tell a friend, share with a friend. Do all those awesome things that will help our podcast kind of gain some momentum.
Yep. There's always a bunch of, you know, interesting facts and fun facts as well. And we enjoy doing it. So, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. Please reach out to us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Let us know your holiday or Christmas traditions because we're going to be talking about that pretty soon.
Yep.
And we'd love to have a bonus episode with some of our listener stories. You can always email us at waitwhatwhypod@gmail.com. And we'd also like to give a big thank you to Francis for our podcast artwork.
Thank you, Francis.
Yes. And as always, please remember to subscribe, leave a review, and tell a friend. See you next time.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Minisode.
Bye-bye.